and welcome back to Book Buzz with Jen and Peng, a podcast where we talk about romance books, our current reads, and we also have the pleasure of sitting down with some of our favorite authors and chatting with them about their amazing books.
Well, it's been a minute, like a couple of months type of minute. We haven't done a podcast since when? I forgot when the last one was recorded.
Did we upload it before we took off to
Vegas?
Yeah.
I think it's something like that. But even before then, we didn't really do a podcast after Book Bonanza. Book Bonanza was in July, so it's June, July, August, like so many months.
Yeah.
And it just feels like we were just talking about this. Life has just kind of exploded right after Book Bonanza. Like, things got busy. We started our Book Box. We went to Vegas. I got the flu. Then I went to Mexico. And then it's just like, for me, I feel like it's been very, very, like, busy and very hectic. And my mind was just fried. Like, I was so exhausted. And I don't know if you remember, I would text you and I'm like, oh, I just want to take a nap. I'm so tired. And it was like 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
And I'm always telling you not to take naps.
So it's been crazy. And we're really, really trying to come back on here and do weekly, if not every other week, like podcast episodes, just because I miss our little book talks and stuff.
Well, anyways, I was actually on vacation this week and I have a sore throat, so I sound very raspy. Now I was telling my mom I sound very manly, so so excuse my rough voice. And I feel like there are many times when, because we constantly, before when we started, we constantly talk on the weekends recording our podcast. We talk so much about books, and then now, like, we don't have anyone to talk to about books.
Yeah, you know.
We just read, and then we're like, oh man, we'll just write our review, and that's it. And I kind of miss talking about books with someone. So yeah,
it's been busy. Like, weekly talking about the books we just finished was so fun and like exciting. And now it feels like, oh my god, I need to catch up on this arc. Oh my god, I need to go to sleep early because I have to work, and then get off and do this and this and that, and then come home and finish the arc. So it was like a lot of this and this and this and this and that, to where like, oh, I'm so exhausted, and I miss having time to talk about the books that I just finished and that I want to like gush over because they were so freaking good.
Yeah.
So I miss that. So we are going to try to go back to that and go back to our author interviews too, because there's so many authors that we still have left to interview. Like, I started reading several authors recently that are new authors to me that I would love to have on this podcast. So it's very exciting for us to be back. We've also been super busy with our Book Box. We just finished sending out the one for Corinne Michaels, which I love that cover, and it's so cute. I loved it. And we're narrowing down like the next few boxes that we're about to do. The next box is coming this month. I cannot believe we're already in December. I cannot believe we're like less than a month away from 2023.
I'm actually very excited for 2023. So I want this year to be over already.
This year has just been so hectic. So it's gonna be exciting. We are gonna be, if you missed it, we did announce our next trope for the box, which is sports romance. Which to me, it's like one of my, I love a sport romance.
Yeah.
I love a sport romance. We are gonna announce the author in the next couple of days, author and the book and the cover. Yeah. I personally love the cover so much. It's one of my favorites. Jay, again, did an amazing job. She's like phenomenal. She's like a magician. I love everything that she does. And she finished the cover of the book that's going to be in the January box. Because we're going to have an event. And it, I love it. I love that book too. It's going to be very exciting. So with that said, we did want to talk about some changes. And we're going to put this all up on Instagram too. We are making some changes for our box next year. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell them what that is?
Okay. One of the big ones that we've been going back and forth about is because we offered hard covers for the first two boxes. Mm-hmm. For two boxes. And for next year, most of the books will be in paperback. Mm-hmm. And the hardcovers gave us, to be honest, the hardcovers gave us a really hard time. And mm-hmm. so we decided to, even though we love hardcovers, because hardcovers is easier to display on our show. Mm-hmm. So I prefer hardcovers, but then hardcovers was really hard to work with. And so we decided to go with paperback for next year. And that's one of the big thing. And another thing is there may be some boxes may have two authors and some will just be one author. So I am so excited for that because all these authors we are in our boxes, we've read, either Jen have read it or I've read it or both of us read it. And we love these books so much. They are like some of our 5-star reads and we totally, totally recommend them. So we're just really excited. If I have to be honest, I really want to like release box after box, month after month. But Jen, we're just too busy that I don't think we will be able to do month after month. So it might be
every other month.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
And I do want to add to that, to the whole paperback thing. Also, I do want to say how we kept getting a lot of messages and how people preferred paperbacks over hardbacks. I know not many like the whole hardback things. And that's one of the things that we took into consideration, too. We might go back to a hardback option later next year. But also it's easier for us because that means we'll get the books faster because hardbacks take longer to print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and we do, since we have a lot of authors next year coming up in our box and we want to make these boxes and get them to the like people faster than we've had recently because the whole printing with hardbacks took forever.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I didn't want people to think that we were withholding the boxes for them. So I was like, oh my God, like hurry up and finish printing already. And it would take forever. So I was just like, and paperback is just, it's a little bit easier. Yeah. And I know many prefer paperbacks while others like hardbacks. We might go back to hardbacks next year. It's just right now we're just moving them to paperbacks. And also with the double authors, we are going to have several boxes that feature two authors, but just know both authors will fall in the same trope category. Mm-hmm. So, like if it's a Friends to Lovers, and I say Friends to Lovers because it's that's the current box. So it's not really a spoiler, but let's say if it was a Friends to Lovers, we would get an author that's written a book. Both books would be Friends to Lovers. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be an enemies to lovers, friends to lovers, or, you know, it's going to be the same trope.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And the first two authors that we have featured in the box are like some of my favorite. They're two of my favorite authors. And I can't wait for us to feature them. Like, we've changed minor things on the box, but we're still, our main focus is getting these boxes. And it's going to be very, very fun. Yeah. The books that we're, like Pink said, like, the books that we've picked are literally our favorite books. The authors in our box are literally authors that we freaking love. And we just like, they are authors that we automatically pick up the books for. Like, it doesn't matter what the heck they're writing, we're picking up that book. So it's exciting for us to feature them. I love these authors, and the authors that we, LJ Shen, Corinne Michaels, freaking love them. And I'm like dying to say who our next authors are going to be, just because I'm like so freaking excited. The cover for our January box, I freaking love.
Yeah.
But I do want to say also that us doing hardbacks is going to give us the option to do more boxes closer together. You said that we couldn't do a monthly, and that is true. I mean, we work full time, so it's a little bit harder for us to do this on the side. But we do have some surprise boxes that we're going to be releasing closer to our, you know, monthly, every other month author. So there might be, you know, instances where we do a box for our January. We might do something closer to that. And it all depends, but it is going to be easier because we are doing the paperback option.
Yeah.
But now the whole paperback thing. So I'm excited for that. There's a lot of things coming to our box that I'm excited for. We are planning extra stuff to add in our shop website, you can say. We're still talking about it. Ping, I'm going to leave that to Ping to see what she wants to do. Because there's one thing she wants to add on there, and I'm just going to let her figure it out and do herself.
Wow. Okay. Yes.
But we are going to try to be more active with our box, more active in our podcast, just in our Instagram for the podcast, because I feel like, like I said, after Book Bonanza, things just went crazy. Hopefully next year it's better. Like you said, I am excited for next year too. There's a lot of things that I have planned. Like, I'm going to be traveling, but I'm also going to be focusing. Like, I'm trying to like space out my time more to where I don't leave things last minute, like try to be more organized, because I'm not that organized. So I'm excited for next year. I'm excited for the plans we have for the box, because I feel like there's a lot of amazing things that are coming that I wish I could say. We are gonna be back next week. This was more of a, we're still alive, we're still here, we're still gonna continue our podcast, in a little, you know, updates on our box. We are going to be back next week. We're going to go back to talking about the books that we're reading, books that we've read while we were absent from this app, authors that we discovered, tropes that we've discovered and loved, tropes that we still refuse to read. Anything and everything, we're going to go back to talking. We're going to go back to our author interviews. We're actually in the talks to having an author interview next, like in the next week or two. So we are going to go back to that. We do want to have back authors that we've had when we first started our podcast, when we were like, did not know what we were doing.
Yes.
Now that we know.
Yeah.
We want to review. We should start with Corinne. Corinne was our first one. Like,
we'll go back and follow our...
go back in order. Who was it? Was Corinne, Claire, LJ Shen. We'll go back and redo all the ones that we started with.
So we won't be so awkward the second time.
I know. Like, our first one, which was Corinne, bless her heart, I freaking love her. Like, she put up with our like freaking nervousness.
And
that's even a word. It was just, I was like dying. I was like, what are we doing?
It was so weird. I think that's, I don't know if it was your first time meeting Corinne, but it was definitely my first time meeting Corinne, and well, seeing her through Zoom for the first time. And I was so nervous. And so I think that's why everything, that first podcast was so awkward for me.
I think I had met her at a book signing, but I feel like, okay, so these authors that we've interviewed, either it's the first time we're meeting them or we met them, but we've never had a full-on conversation with. Marnie, yeah. Like when we interviewed her, it was the first time we actually like spoke to her. Mm-hmm. Now we talk to her daily. Like I message her, like I'm always bugging her. We've seen her several times already. And I want to have her back so we can sit here and talk about like just everything and anything. Because like you said, there's some that we've never met before. Yeah. And now we've met them, like we've gotten to know them more, like we're less awkward mm-hmm. overall because I would say we grew as yeah. much as we did more podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's compare this podcast or our next podcast to our first one. Like it's so different. So
what's that word called where that some people watch their very old first YouTube video? And what is that word called? Where those YouTubers will go back and watch their old self and be like, oh, embarrassed. Yeah.
We need to like listen to it on the background and be like, oh my God, like
yeah.
But like I feel like we've grown a lot through this whole podcast process. I feel yeah. like we've grown a lot in like finding confidence in ourselves, because I do feel like this podcast got me out of my like little shy shell.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's intimidating. And like, even though you're not seeing the person that's listening to you, it's still intimidating because yeah. you're like, oh my God, a person's going to hear me talk about this book, this scene. Mm-hmm. Like to me, it was very intimidating.
Yeah.
And
I think for me, one thing is, because you can never really please everyone, mm-hmm. but like there are times when you read or like your own opinion, like people can totally disagree with you. And yeah. I think that one thing where I was really scared when we first started this podcast is like people are gonna. Yes. And so that was one of the biggest thing I was really scared of. But now I don't really care. Like if they want to say something, go ahead.
And but, it's like. Yeah. Confidence that we grew with it though mm-hmm. because yeah. we started off scared and now we're like I don't care, like either I love this book or this book wasn't for me, but this is yeah. my opinion mm-hmm. and everybody's free to have their opinion, like it's yeah. and I think that's something we've grown as we've done the podcast, because I feel like me and you, and I think that's what works for us overall mm-hmm. And we agree yeah. in like almost every freaking thing.
Yeah.
Like there's not one book that I think we've disagreed on that I've said, you're crazy. This book was not it or blah, blah, blah. Or the other way around.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been like that ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So it's just weird because we like almost all the same books.
That. We agree almost anything. We guess almost everything the same. We are literally like fortune cookies. We see the future. And I say that because it's an inside thing of me and her that it's just going to stay between me and her. So I feel like we grew together in this podcast journey. And also like, it, I don't know, I feel like both of us, you were more shy than me though.
Mm-hmm.
But I hide it. Like, I'm shy, but I think you were more shy than me. But I do mm-hmm. feel like we both grew yeah. while we did the podcast, mm-hmm. which is very interesting. So I'm very excited to have authors back in here, because now we can, like, actually, yeah, we might still be nervous, mm-hmm. but I feel like we will be as much as when we interviewed Corinne. Bless her heart.
Yeah. That one, I do not even want to go back and listen to. We had so many times when we paused. You guys just didn't know, but there were so many times when we paused and just quiet. And then we just edited those part out, but there were really like a lot of times when we were just quiet.
I think though that some in those interviews, you can still go back and be like, what? So we need to redo. So I feel I'm very thankful and grateful for the podcast that we created. I do want to go back, like I said, and be more active on it. We will be back next week, I promise. And we'll get to talking about books again. Like, I'm super excited. Like, like you said, I don't have anybody be like, oh my God, like, did you read this part? What happened here? Like, you know what I mean? So yep. It's fun. I'm super excited. Like I said, we're also going to be back with author interviews, more book box stuff. So make sure you check that out. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. And we hope you guys join us again next week. Bye.
Bye.